Chapter 53 to 54.
And I saw a vision, and behold, a cloud was coming up from the great sea. And as I was watching it, I saw that it was entirely filled with both black and white waters, and there were many colors in those waters. And something like great lightning was appearing at its top. And I saw the cloud passing swiftly in quick courses, and it was covering the whole earth. And it happened after these things that the cloud began to pour its contained waters upon the earth. And I saw that the waters descending from it were not all of the same likeness. For at first, they were very black for a time. And afterward, I saw that the waters became bright, but there were not as many. And after these, I again saw black waters. And after these, bright again, then black again, and bright again. Now this happened 12 times, but the black were always more numerous than the bright. And it happened at the end of the cloud that, behold, it poured down black waters that were much darker than all the waters that had been before, and fire was mingled with them. And at the regions where those waters descended, they wrought devastation and destruction. And after these, I saw how the lightning, which I had seen at the top of the cloud, seized it and pressed it down to the earth. Now that lightning shone so exceedingly that it lit up the whole earth. And it healed the regions where the final waters had descended and where they had wrought devastation. And it occupied the whole earth and took dominion over it. And after this, as I was watching, I saw that 12 rivers were ascending from the sea. And they began to surround the lightning and to become subject to it. And because of my fear, I awoke. And I sought the Mighty One and said, "You alone, O Lord, from of old, know the depths of the world, and what will happen in the times that you bring about by your word. And against the works of the inhabitants of the earth, you hasten the beginnings of the times. And you alone know the ends of the seasons. You are the one for whom nothing is hard. But you are, however, the one who easily accomplishes everything by a single sign. You are the one for whom both the depths and the heights come together, and whose word the beginnings of the ages serve. You are the one who reveals to those who fear you what is prepared for them, so that from now on they may be comforted by you. You show your mighty works to the unknowing. You tear down the enclosure around the ignorant, and you enlighten the darkened. And you reveal the secrets to the spotless who in faith have subjected themselves to you and your law. Since you have shown this vision to your servant, also reveal its interpretation to me. For I know that I have received answers to the subjects that I have asked you about. And you gave me a revelation about what I asked, revealing to me with what voice I should praise you, and from which members I should cause praises and glorification to go up to you. For if my members were mouths, and the hairs of my head voices, even then I would not be able to properly praise you, nor fittingly honor you. Nor would I be able to recount your praise, nor to express the excellence of your beauty. For what am I among men? Or what is my significance among those who are more excellent than I? That I have heard all these marvelous things from the Most High, and innumerable promises from Him who created me. Blessed is my mother among those who bear, and praised among women is she who bore me. For I shall not be silent in praising the Mighty One, but with a praising voice I shall recount His marvelous works. For who is able to imitate your marvelous deeds, O God, or who understands your deep thought of life? For with your counsel, you govern all the creatures created by your right hand, and you have established every fountain of light at your side, and you have prepared the treasures of wisdom beneath your throne. And those who do not love your law are justly perishing. And the torment of judgment is awaiting those who have not subjected themselves to your power. For although Adam sinned first and has brought untimely death upon all men, yet each of those men who has been born from him has prepared for his own soul the coming torment. And each of those men has also chosen for himself the coming glories. For truly, the man who believes will receive reward. But now, as for you, all you wicked who are now living, turn yourselves to destruction. For you will be visited suddenly, since you have previously rejected the understanding of the Most High. For His works have not taught you, nor have you been persuaded by the artifice of His creation, which has always existed. Therefore, Adam is not the cause, with an exception of his own soul, but each of us has been the Adam of his own soul. But explain to me, O Lord, what you have revealed to me, and inform me about what I asked you. For at the end of the world, vengeance will be demanded upon those who have done wickedness in accordance with their wickedness, and you will glorify the faithful in accordance with their faithfulness. For those who are among your own, you rule. And those who sin, you blot out from among your own.